Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you today. Well, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you need to know this hour. Here we go.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, number one, National Hurricane Center forecasters report they don't expect any tropical development over the next 7 days. However, dangerous heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again this week, thanks to a massive heat dome expected to hang around into August. Well, heat index values projected to be in those triple digits through Wednesday.
All right, and retail theft is soaring in Pensacola. Now, Senator Ashley Moody wants something done about it and is pushing for harsher penalties at the federal level. PPD confirms nearly 500 reports of theft this year. Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon says it's a trend happening citywide, and Moody points to transnational groups as a driving factor to the theft.
Okay, and here's your third story. An executive presidential order will make it easier for Pensacola to remove homeless people from the streets. The order also shores up federal money to help fund efforts to move people without homes to rehabilitation clinics or other facilities. Now, the EO calls for the expanded use of civil commitment, meaning those with severe mental illness or drug addiction could be placed into treatment facilities involuntarily.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, federal drug trafficking charges have been filed against 51-year-old Carlton DeWhite Shoemaker from Escambia County. He faces three counts of intent to distribute controlled substances, account for possession of a firearm in relation to drug trafficking, and account for possession of a firearm as a convicted felon. If he does end up being convicted, Shoemaker could face up to life in prison.
Escambia County public safety officers say they need dispatchers, and they need them now. Here's Eric Gilmore.
It's online, the application's online, and we're looking for people who, one, you know, you don't have to have any training, you don't have to have any background in this. We'll teach you. You got to have a want to do this. You got to have a want to help people. And yes, it is, sometimes it's mind-numbing, but sometimes it's really on the edge of your seat, because you're the first voice they hear when they call 911.
Okay. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore saying staffing levels for dispatchers are now down about 20%.
Wow, man. I mean, that's got to be intimidating.
That's a hit. That's
yeah,
a hit.
Yeah. For the drop in percentage, for sure. Yeah. I was talking about him stressing, hey, listen, you need to know you're going to be the first person.
Well, that's true.
I mean, so, yeah, not for anybody. All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also got a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Let's see, our worst spot outside of those two, probably going to have to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But all those spots are known for giving us issues, so it shouldn't catch you by too much surprise. As for the weather, 96 degrees, low of 81 tonight. We are in a heat advisory until 6 p.m. We are going to have a heat advisory in the middle of your Tuesday tomorrow, high of 97. Rainfall chance is going to come into play for your Tuesday and Wednesday. And Wednesday, we're going to see an effect of it, the high only dropping to around 92 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, some Florida police departments may be using a dangerous weapon and not even realize it. Dara Albinger has the report.
It's compact, easy to use, and has been approved for use by at least 9 law enforcement agencies across Florida. But a state lawmaker says the Sig Sauer P320 is unreliable and says it should be shelved by departments across the state until it can be made safer. Republican Representative Danny Alvarez says the pistols discharged while holstered, causing dozens of injuries. Sig Sauer says the gun's internal safety mechanisms have undergone the most rigorous testing of any firearm. It says the problem is user error or incompatible holsters. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making one thing clear, and that's that he's not necessarily a fan of artificial intelligence. The governor is promising to release a set of policies on AI in the near future. But while speaking in Panama City, he said he knows we can't bury our heads in the sand and pretend technology doesn't exist. However, he also insisted that AI is wrong a lot of the time and says it often depends on the data going in.
This report is coming out of Miami this afternoon. Another Pacific hurricane has formed, though not expected to cause problems for really anyone. Eben Brown has the story.
Pacific Hurricane Iona is now churning some 900 miles south of Honolulu and on a western path, keeping it far away from any landmass. Its sustained winds are at 75 miles an hour. The tropical Pacific has been getting more active as of late, with a depression following right behind Iona and a low-pressure area off Mexico's west coast that is highly likely to develop into a cyclone. In the Atlantic, however, there are currently no developing tropical systems expected in the coming week. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And undocumented immigrants cost Florida taxpayers $660 million last year. That according to a recent report by the Agency for Healthcare Administration. The fees were racked up during uncompensated hospital visits, with the report saying over 26,000 illegal immigrants sought emergency treatment in 2024. It also highlighted the strain that illegal immigration has had on the state's healthcare system overall.
Well, many of the President Trump's appointees have had their confirmation hearing stalled in the Senate. It's a delaying tactic used by the Democrats. Florida Senator Rick Scott has this to say.
I think it's 134 nominees that have gone through the committee not being confirmed. That's unprecedented. The Democrats are slowing all these down. So what do we have to do? Do our job. Show up. Stay there. We need to cancel a recess, or we need to allow recess appointments and let the president do it through recess appointments.
And Florida gasoline prices remained steady over the past week, with an average of around 3.09 per gallon for regular unleaded gas. That's up just 2 cents from the previous week. Prices have fluctuated within a 31-cent range since September, that according to AAA. Florida gas prices ranged from $2.83 in the Crestview-Fort Walton Beach area to $3.23 in the West Palm Beach-Boca Raton area.
518 News Radio 92.3, a Florida politician saying he's going to fly banners over New York City beaches, encouraging those out there on the beach. If they're really scared about this whole process, the Democratic Socialist mayoral candidate moving into the state and taking over control here, he's encouraging New Yorkers to do one important thing. Go to Florida.
Oh, my Lord.
Republican U.S. Senator Rick Scott is taking a jab at Zohran Mamdani, the frontrunner in the mayor's race. The banners will read, "Hate socialism? Us too. Move to Florida," adding, "We have better beaches." Scott says New Yorkers fed up with their high cost of living and anti-Semitism on campuses should also consider a move south. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Always good to have a good promotional department. Let's see, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on this Monday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
It's okay to be angry. Godly parents should be lovingly angry with their children when they make sinful choices. Christian citizens should be righteously indignant over the rapidly increasing carnality of our country. Individuals should be personally angry when we do things that we know we shouldn't. Anger is often a right and God-honoring response, but anger can quickly accelerate into sin and into opportunities for the devil. Ephesians 4 instructs us to be angry, but sin not, neither give place or opportunity to the devil. Anger can easily become unrighteous and self-glorifying. Beware of sinful anger, because that's where the devil can get a foothold and ruin your marriage, destroy your relationships with your children, and wreak relational havoc of various types. So as much as possible, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $299, now only $249 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $399, now $329 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com. Or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
And give me a moment, your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know, I've got to let you know.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3, a little in excess this afternoon. Three major events that will affect the U.S. economy taking place this week. Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
The International Monetary Fund will release its World Economic Outlook update. Then on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is set to end its fifth interest rate meeting since President Trump came back to office. Policymakers are expected to hold rates steady. The decision is expected to draw criticism from President Trump, who has slammed Fed Chair Jerome Powell over the Fed's refusal to cut rates. And then Friday is the deadline for dozens of countries to strike trade deals with the U.S.
All right. It is 5:24. Boy, the afternoon is sliding by on me here. actually, a mixed day for the major indices out there. The Dow slipped. We're going to find out more. Hillary Barsky has a market wrap-up for us.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed and the Nasdaq hitting a new record high following news that the U.S. and European Union had reached a trade agreement under which most imports would face a 15% tariff. It's the busiest week of the quarter for earnings reports with tech heavyweights Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Meta releasing financial results. Tech stocks were the best performers today while consumer staples and healthcare lagged. The Dow falling 64 points, the Nasdaq up 70, S&P 500 up a point. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, indeed, I do. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much standing out from what I can see. As for your weather, 96 degrees. We are in a heat advisory for about the next 35 minutes. Low of 81 tonight. Going to have a heat advisory at some point tomorrow as well. High of 97. Wednesday, we're going to see some rainfall chances that bled in from Tuesday. And the high is going to take a hit as a result, sitting at only 92 right now.
Okay, the common theme will be heat advisories for the next couple of days. We're going to be here, of course, on the national picture. Millions of Americans under those heat advisories this week. Temps and humidity soaring. Christian Goodwin has the details.
The National Weather Service says extreme heat is expected to intensify across much of the Southeast and Tennessee Valley through Wednesday, noting several metropolitan areas, including Charlotte, Nashville, and Orlando, could see temperatures soaring into the upper 90s to low 100s over the next few days. The Weather Service urging the roughly 20 million people impacted to limit outdoor activity and to stay hydrated. Also telling folks to be sure to check on vulnerable family members, friends, and neighbors, noting relief is expected by the end of the week as we enter August and a cold front slowly advances into the region. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a suspect in the stabbing spree at a Michigan Walmart made a brief appearance in court today. In his arraignment, Bradford Gilley was ordered to be held on a $100,000 bond, and the prosecution noted a history of mental illness. 10 out of the 11 victims remain hospitalized after the Saturday event, but are expected to recover. Some people in the parking lot helped subdue Gilley with cell phone video showing one man pointing a gun at the suspect.
All right, this story's getting good. CIA Director John Ratcliffe says more documents will be coming out proving the Obama administration launched the Russian collusion investigation on false intelligence. Peter Ducey is at the White House with more.
Director Ratcliffe is saying that even though we've been talking about Russiagate for years, there is still a lot of new intel that still hasn't come out, but it's going to come out because he's going to put it out. Democrats on intel-related committees are now saying the president's sudden interest in pointing fingers at Democrats must just be to get people talking about something other than the life and death of Jeffrey Epstein. Not so, according to the director of national intelligence, who says these new disclosures are all about rooting out the original sin of the original Russia collusion investigation elevated for years by elected Democrats.
And President Trump says the U.S. will set up food centers in the Gaza Strip. He met with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Scotland today to discuss the humanitarian crisis. The president expressed some uncertainty about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's claim that there is no starvation in Gaza. When asked, he said, "I don't know. I mean, based on television, I would say not particularly because those children look very hungry." He went on to say people in Gaza have to get food and safety right now.
528 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Thanks a lot for having us on. Boy, The passengers on a Delta Airlines flight in San Francisco got a surprise. The co-pilot of the Delta flight was dramatically taken off the plane, arrested by security guards. Why? Federal child sexual abuse charges.
Once the pilot parked at the terminal gate, passengers began to exit normally until chaos ensued as Homeland Security agents stormed the cockpit. Passengers described armed officers pushing through the aisle before escorting the co-pilot off the plane. Video of the incident made the rounds on social media Sunday. Delta has referred all questions to law enforcement, which is yet to comment. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And 20 Democratic-led states are suing the Trump administration over an attempt to gather sensitive information about people who receive food stamps. The states allege that the Department of Agriculture is improperly trying to get sensitive personal info after the department demanded Social Security numbers and home addresses of SNAP recipients. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has previously said that President Trump is rightfully requiring the federal government to have access to all programs it funds. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said the demand violates all kinds of state and federal privacy laws.
President Trump's nominee to become the next Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Darrell Cottle, recently appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee, which will consider his nomination. Kevin Urinsky has the details on News Radio 92.3.
During the hearing, Admiral Cottle outlined his underlying principle for the Navy.
I view this nomination as a solemn opportunity to ensure our nation's maritime dominance is never surpassed by competitors or adversaries.
But he admits there are challenges, especially from the Chinese, and says the Navy has to both meet that challenge while still maintaining current standards.
Our maritime fighting forces must continue to be lethal, resilient, agile, and globally present, capable of deterring conflict and, when called upon, achieving decisive victory.
If confirmed, Cotto would replace Admiral Lisa Franchetti, who was fired as Chief of Naval Operations shortly after President Trump took office. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And President Trump said he's disappointed in Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking in Scotland today, Trump said he's shortening the deadline for Russia to reach a ceasefire deal with Ukraine. Trump said too many people are dying in the war and Putin has got to make a deal.
Career Soars Escarosa planning a construction trade fair happens Thursday over at the PSC main campus. August brings the honoring of our Hero Sitter Fair at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Milton. And whether you're looking for that first job or changing careers, dress for success when attending these events. Okay, sports, 5 minutes, coming up on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump putting together a new trade deal with the European Union. Florida Congressman Greg Stube on the Fox News Channel believes this deal is a big win for the United States.
He's putting America first and not America last, like he said he would do on the campaign trail. For far too long, the European Union has been doing a surplus and us a deficit on trade. And finally, we have a leader in President Trump who's writing that and bringing that back.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this deal is not good for the American people.
When you raise tariffs, the American families pay for it. $90 billion tax on American families.
The EU will pay 15% tariffs and invest $600 billion in the U.S. economy, buy some $750 billion in energy, turning its back on Russian oil and gas. Other countries face a Friday deadline to negotiate a new trade deal with the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
Thank you.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola. It just takes some time, a little girl, and a little hype. The ride, Elvethan will be just fine. Elvethan will be alright, alright. Hey, you know they're all the same. Get all the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, National Hurricane Center forecasters report they don't expect any tropical development over the next 7 days. However, this should be obvious once you step outside, dangerous heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again this week, thanks to a massive heat dome expected to hang around well into August. Heat index values are projected in the triple digits through Wednesday.
All right, second story here. Retail theft is soaring in Pensacola. Now, Senator Ashley Moody wants something done about it and is pushing for harsher penalties at the federal level. PPD is confirming nearly 500 reports of theft this year. Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon said it is a trend happening citywide. Moody points to a transnational group as a driving factor to these thefts.
All right. And your third and final top story this afternoon, an executive presidential order will make it easier for Pensacola to remove homeless people from the streets. The order also shores up federal money to help fund efforts to move people without homes to rehabilitation clinics or other facilities. The EO calls for the expanded use of civil commitment. That means those with severe mental illness or drug addiction could be placed into treatment facilities involuntarily.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson is reacting to news that cop killer Timothy Price Williams won't be getting the death penalty after taking a plea deal. He pled guilty to first-degree murder last week in exchange for the state not pursuing the death penalty. Prosecutors say they talked with Deputy Ray Hamilton's family before putting pen to paper.
For me, if it's my deputy, and of course Eric Aiden would be the one to talk to, yeah. I would be 100% behind what the family wants. And I get your point of, hey, if you shoot at a cop and you shoot a cop, you need to die. And in Santa Rosa County, they probably would because we'd kill them. But, you know, it's up to the family for me.
Okay, Sheriff Johnson says his understanding is that the family just didn't want to endure the pain of sitting through another trial. Don't blame them.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. And an Escambia County man has been indicted on federal firearms charges, specifically for two counts of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. 41-year-old Jason Wayne Coleman faces a maximum of 15 years in prison for each count. And the investigation is being conducted by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, along with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Go! And the Mets sweep the series and win their seventh in a row with a bases loaded. Diaz bared down and got Adamas and Chapman to win the game.
The hottest team in the major leagues right now. The New York Mets beat the Giants in the Sunday night game at San Francisco on ESPN 5-3. Matt Chapman, who hit two home runs for the Giants, struck out to end the game. Seven straight wins for the Mets, who lead the National League East by a game and a half over the Phillies, who lost to the Yankees 4-3. Texas Rangers won their sixth game in a row Sunday, 8-1 over the Braves. Kyle Raleigh hit his Major League best 41st home run, but the Mariners lost to the Angels 4-1. Mike Trout homered for Los Angeles, 1,000 RBIs for his career. Baseball Hall of Fame induction Sunday. Among the new electees, pitcher CC Sabathia.
It's been a long road from Vallejo, California, and I wouldn't have made it all this way without the women redirecting me when I got lost. Tonight, tell your grannies, your moms, your aunts, your sisters, your wives, your girlfriends, and your daughters, how much you love and appreciate them.
On MLB Network, CC Sabathia thanked the women in his life for helping him make the Baseball Hall of Fame. Also enshrined Sunday in Cooperstown, Ichiro Suzuki, Billy Wagner, and the late Dave Parker, as well as Dick Allen. While Ichiro became the first Japanese-born player in the Baseball Hall, another first happened in sports at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
The Brickyard belongs to Bubba. Wallace wins at Indy, and he's going to the playoffs.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
On TNT, Bubba Wallace, the first black driver ever to win a major race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, took the Brickyard 400 on the 2.5-mile oval track in double overtime, held off Kyle Larson, and clinched a spot in the Cup Series playoffs. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, now, if you've been listening to this show, first of all, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yes, second of all, you probably know that Chris and I have been giggling like a pair of schoolgirls for football season getting underway soon.
Yeah, we're ready.
Well, we won't have to wait much longer, technically, because this Thursday, July 31st, we have the NFL Hall of Fame game between the Chargers and Lions, the first preseason game. This is going to be covered on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Coverage for that game Thursday night starting at 7 p.m.
You know, if it were a regular season game, I would say Detroit's all over that one.
Yeah, Chargers and Lions, yeah. And the Chargers, you know, were a good team last year, but of course the Lions were better. But as you said, preseason, it's a different scenario.
They're not going to put, you know, whether starter's going to play two plays and they're out of there.
Yeah, yeah, maybe one drive and then
something
that's it.
Like that, just so they can, you know, say, well, I was there.
Right.
Anyway, I'm happy for it. I don't care who's playing. I will be definitely. Here's what I like to do. I like to turn the sound of the TV down and turn up the ESPN coverage up.
Right.
And that way, can find out what's going on locally is the same thing. You know?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk football. You ready?
Yes.
Football legend and Colorado Buffaloes football coach Deion Sanders says he has beaten bladder cancer after undergoing surgery to have his bladder removed. Speaking alongside his doctors in Boulder today, now here's where it gets very touchy for me. Sanders says he's recovered so well that he does not need his assistants to run the team. Ooh. You always need your assistants to run the team.
Well,
Superman, pride, whatever, you know.
I think his point is he's going to be there for the team.
I got it. But don't underestimate yours. That's, you know, people make your team.
Yeah, no, that is true.
One person doesn't do it.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
So
I'm back, baby.
There you go.
I just had that holstered ready to go.
That's about all I could pull from him.
Speaking,
that was enough. 1 second of "I'm back, baby." That was enough.
Speaking of Deion Sanders, of course, rose to prominence as an Atlanta Falcon. Well, they're
dirty
making
birds, dirty birds.
Yeah, they're making some headlines of their own for some dirty stuff. The Falcons could be showing a little too much fight after the first week of training camp. Atlanta's offense and defense got into several skirmishes during Sunday's practice, with rookie edge rusher James Pierce Jr. involved in a couple. He got into a shoving match with left guard Matthew Bergeron, whose helmet came off. That led to multiple players joining in. On the next play, Pierce was involved with right tackle Caleb McGarry, who also had his helmet come off.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Quite frankly, I didn't know what to expect at Happy Gilmore 2 because often when a sequel happens, it's underwhelming and completely unnecessary. And even with all that being said, I absolutely love what Adam Sandler created in Happy Gilmore 2. The approximate 2 hour showing on Netflix was nostalgic and fun, and acing those two parts is what makes it a hole in one, and I don't understand how anyone walked away from watching Happy Gilmore 2 feeling unsatisfied by this enjoyable sequel. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the honey buddy chicken biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items. Transaction not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
You know, I haven't heard this in a while, and what I'm talking about here, Legionnaire's disease. It's been years since I heard something like this surfacing. But health officials in NYC are investigating after confirmed cases of Legionnaire's disease. This is going to be interesting. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
New York City Health Department officials say no deaths have been reported, but they are urging caution amid the confirmation of 5 cases of Legionnaire's disease in Manhattan. Legionnaire's is a potentially deadly form of pneumonia, which is spread by inhaling water vapor contaminated with Legionella bacteria. That could include mist from showerheads, hot tubs, cooling towers, and decorative fountains. Symptoms of Legionnaire's resemble the flu and include fever, cough, muscle aches, or shortness of breath. It's not the first time in recent years that Legionnaire's disease has been found in New York City. In 2022, an outbreak in the Bronx sickened more than 24 people and led to 2 deaths. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the weight loss benefits of GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound are well known. But now there's new buzz about other benefits from these blockbuster injectables. Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly, the companies that developed them, say that they've been shown to be effective in treating sleep apnea, seizures, and bacterial infections, and in reducing an addict's cravings for alcohol or drugs. There's even talk about GLP-1 medications lowering the risk of Alzheimer's.
Oh, now that would be interesting. Today is a day to learn more about a disease that impacts more than 300 million people across the world. Lisa Brady is in with this story.
This is House Call for Health. July 28th is World Hepatitis Day, a day to raise awareness about viral hepatitis. The World Health Organization's theme for this year is Hepatitis, Let's Break It Down. It's to dismantle financial, systemic, and social barriers that stand in the way of getting rid of the disease and liver cancer prevention. They picked the theme to emphasize the need to simplify, scale up, and integrate services into national health systems. Things like vaccination, safe injection practices, harm reduction, and testing and treatment. You can get more information on the disease by going to WHO.INT, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. They did not mention the high mercury content levels, in which can make you very sick with hepatitis. And she didn't bring that up. I guess that's because it's more of a territorial thing of us being on the coast and the oysters and things like that.
Right.
So anyway, I was hoping they were really kind of talk about that a little bit more. Maybe we'll get another story and further it and advance it for you. It's 5:45. Afternoon is looking good on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. Yeah, he's looking at the weather and local traffic together today.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much going on the roads. It's around this time every afternoon that we see a lot of our backups start to ease up a bit. Do have some issues on I-10 still, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that should die down sooner rather than later. Not only that, but it's our really only main spot giving us trouble at this time. As for your weather on a local scale, 96 degrees, low of 81. Got a heat advisory officially in effect for about another 15 minutes, and we're going to have one tomorrow as well with some rainfall chances and a high of 97. Come Wednesday, we're going to see the high drop a little bit because of the rainfall, sitting currently at around 92.
Okay, that's your local snapshot. Let me take you for a national view. Extreme heat is in store for much of the country Well, today and tomorrow, all the way through Wednesday, actually, that's when you're going to start seeing that relief kind of breaking in. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has a look at the Fox weather forecast.
A large stretch of the country is dealing with dangerous heat for the start of the week. From Texas through the Ohio Valley and up into the Northeast, heat alerts are in effect as temperatures are climbing into the mid to upper 90s. With humidity, it'll feel closer to 105 in cities like Chicago, St. Louis, and New York. Meanwhile, severe storms are likely this afternoon and evening across the upper Midwest, from portions of South Dakota through Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Expect damaging winds, large hail, and even isolated tornadoes. Localized flash flooding will be possible in some of the heavier downpours. By midweek, the same cold front that brought those storms will bring some cooler temperatures to the Great Lakes and Northeast. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, as a wide part of the country endures all this hot temperatures and humidity and high indexes, one of the most famous weather forecasters is predicting the upcoming autumn season won't necessarily be cold either. And no, if you're thinking Punxsutawney Phil, no, this is not who I'm talking about. Eben Brown has this report.
If it hasn't been hot enough for you lately, the Old Farmer's Almanac now predicts it won't be too much better by the time fall comes around. The historic publication is predicting a warmer than usual autumn, especially for the western United States, but it also says things might be a bit cooler along the Appalachian Range and in the Ohio Valley and even all the way over in Hawaii. The Old Farmer's Almanac has been publishing season forecasts, planting time charts, and recipes since 1792, when George Washington was still president. And each year when its new edition is ready for sale in September, it still tops the bestseller lists. Eben Brown, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Top U.S. and Chinese economic officials will resuming their trade talks today in Stockholm, aiming to end a truce by 3 months. China is facing an August 12th deadline to reach a durable tariff agreement with President Trump's administration. Warner Brothers Discovery had two films cross the $500 million mark at this weekend's box office, DC Studios' Superman and Apple's F1. The benchmark is a boon for Warner Brothers DC Studios, as Superman is the first theatrical debut of James Gunn and Peter Safran. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling more than 60 points, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ both setting fresh records, up 1 and 70 points, respectively. U.S. crude oil futures for September rising slightly now, sitting above 67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, President Trump has announced that the U.S. and the European Union reached an agreement for a trade deal. There you go. Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence reporting from the White House this afternoon.
The European Union has come to that framework agreement. They will pay 15% additional tariff on goods coming from the European Union into the United States. Now, the president says that in the deal, U.S. products going to the EU will have no additional tariffs. Also, the European 27-block trading group will lower non-tariff barriers for U.S. automakers, as well as certain agriculture products. Now, what this deal gives the European Union is a way to continue to sell those autos in the U.S. with a lower tariff. What it shows is the president is willing to negotiate on his protectionary tariffs, and countries are buying down that percentage in this other deals.
And a tech company at the center of a recent controversy involving two of its execs caught on a kiss cam at a Coldplay concert is turning to Gwyneth Paltrow for an assist. The former wife of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin was hired to put a positive spin on the company, whose now former CEO and HR chief are seen cuddling with each other rather than their respective spouses. Paltrow has so far used what will be her limited time with Astronomer to put out a video fielding questions. They're basically all about the cheating scandal, but she manages to refocus the conversation on things like data automation and delivering game-changing results.
I got a chance to see that this weekend.
What in the world?
That's exactly what I said. What in the world is this? Hey, Texas will be manufacturing technology for AI. Good hit here with Samsung. Here's Jenny Casola.
Samsung Electronics will be making chips for artificial intelligence in Texas. It's a $16.5 billion deal. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says Tesla is the client. Musk says the factory in Taylor, Texas, will be manufacturing its newest chip. He says he'll walk the line personally to accelerate the pace of progress and says the plant is conveniently located not far from his house. The chips are intended to be used in humanoid robots, self-driving cars, and artificial intelligence data centers. Samsung expects the plant to start operating next year. Ginny Cozzolda, Fox News.
And thousands of NASA employees are taking advantage of early retirement. NASA recently announced 3,000 employees have accepted offers of early retirement or resignation. This amounts to about a fifth of its workforce. That leaves NASA with about 14,000 civil servants. Knocking on the door at 5:52 here, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with another check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on your way home this afternoon, right here on News Radio 92.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the King of Clean.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.55, Mr. Buffett, as in James Jimmy Buffett. It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere around here, beside Cheeseburger.
It's almost
6
o'clock here.
Great song, Austin. Just absolutely great song. Okay, it is 5:55. That's why I let it kind of play out there.
Yeah.
Just wanted to hear a little bit of it there. 5:55, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Luckily, not much to report on. The last main spot we were dealing with was I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But as I said, that was supposed to kind of die down relatively soon, and it has. So there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, 96 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 97 with a low of 78. Got some rainfall chances coming in for your Tuesday as well. And we're going to be feeling it come Wednesday because those rainfall chances are going to linger, and the high on Wednesday going to drop to 92.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, a TikTok prankster has been arrested in Arizona for a series of alleged viral stunts. Christian Goodwin has the story.
The Tempe Police Department arresting Heston Cobb, a 21-year-old influencer, officials say is the leader behind serious viral pranks that have disrupted several local businesses. Police allege between March and July, Cobb and a group of pranksters walked into businesses including Jiffy Lube and Pep Boys dressed as employees, entering employee-only areas and refusing to leave when asked, sharing videos of these stunts online, noting the clips garnered millions of views and potentially generated large amounts of money. Cobb is charged with 5 counts of criminal trespass, 5 counts of disorderly conduct, 2 counts of criminal impersonation, and 1 count of third-degree burglary. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right. And wanted to touch on this. Since we were talking about TikTok people, a San Francisco chef is stepping down after a viral confrontation with a local food influencer. The San Francisco Standard says the incident occurred when a food influencer showed up recently to participate in a collaboration with Chef Luke Sung at Kiss Cafe in Hayes Valley. The TikToker posted a video saying that Sung told her that she didn't have enough followers to make the collaboration worthwhile and that her followers were not people that would end up eating at his restaurant. Kiss Cafe soon saw an explosion of negative reviews online and ultimately posted on their Instagram that Sung had left a restaurant, both as a chef and as a co-owner.
Want to talk about a collaboration? Here's one for you. Digest this one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Beyonce, Cowboy Carter teamed up with Destiny's Child. I'd pay the ticket.
A flashback for fans at Beyonce's concert to a Destiny's Child hit from 20 years ago. The audience surprised at the final show of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in Las Vegas this weekend with a Destiny's Child reunion. Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams, and Beyonce stepping out in matching gold ensembles, thrilling the crowd with hits like Lose My Breath and Beyonce's own song Energy. The chart-topping group went their separate ways in 2006. This is the first time the trio's performed together since 2018, when they had a Coachella headlining set. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the first trailer for Avatar Fire and Ash is out now. Disney released it online Monday after first debuting it in theaters over the weekend. Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana are returning for the third entry in the franchise along with Kate Winslet and Stephen Lang. The first Avatar film is the top grossing movie of all time, while the second is the third highest.
We are talking movies here. A pair of superhero movies wins the weekend box office. Deborah Valentine has the story.
The Fantastic Four First Steps is off on the right foot. The Marvel film pulling in $118 million in its opening weekend.
Mr. Fantastic. Invisible Woman. Human Torch. And The Thing.
Hey, what time is it? Say the date.
That's not really something I say.
DC Studios' Superman slides to second place with $24.9 million in its third week. Universal's Jurassic World Rebirth comes in third place with $13 million. F1 comes in fourth place with $6.2 million. And Smurfs finishes in fifth place with $5.4 million. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Okay, let's not forget about talking Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They closed out a six-game series against Knoxville Sunday with a 6-5 loss. Wahoos are 50-45 of the 25 season. Tomorrow, Biloxi comes to town for a six-game series. First pitch, 6:05. More information and news coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.